Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is illustrator and graphic journalist Wendy McNaughton, who talks about paying attention in a recent TED talk. In an invitation to slow down and look at the world around you, she illustrates how drawing can spark deeply human, authentic connections. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thanks, Hannah. So happy to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Thanks for joining us. So when did you first get into drawing and art and really see the benefits of it?
Oh, gosh. Like a lot of people, I've drawn since I was very little. I was lucky to be encouraged by my family to draw a lot and went to art school. I stopped for a while, actually, and went and worked in advertising and stuff, but came back to it later in life. And one of the ways I did that was by watching people on the train. I was taking the subway to and from work, and I started looking at everybody around me and thinking about what was going on in their heads. And then I took out my sketchbook, I started drawing them, and I kind of got hooked again. And I've been drawing stories ever since.
Oh, wonderful. And do you inspire just by everyday life a lot of the time?
Yeah, I think sometimes we're distracted by all these big stories like in the movies and on TV, when every single person that we see walking down the street, sitting on the subway, everybody has a story. And if we slow down, pay attention, look closely and ask questions, entire worlds will be revealed.
So do you think this is something that everybody can do and benefit from? There'll be a lot of people thinking, yeah, but I can't draw, so this isn't really me.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So like I said before, a lot of us drew when we were little, but sometimes somebody came along and said, that thing, that doesn't really look, whatever you're drawing, that doesn't look right. And it made a lot of us shut down and think that we aren't people who can draw. But drawing, in my opinion, is not about making a quote unquote good picture. It's about slowing down and using drawing to look closely at the world and just putting something down on paper. It can be scribbles, it can be scratches, but it's a recording of looking and connecting with the world around us. So yes, anybody can do it. Absolutely.
And do you have like a sketchbook or something that you take with you so you can draw at any moment?
They do. I think one of the best things we can do, anybody can do, if we want to create or improve a looking practice, is to carry, we all carry our phones probably in one back pocket, right? In the other back pocket, you can just put a tiny little sketchbook the same size as your phone. And when you're standing in a line or you are even just like, yeah, on the subway or something, instead of reaching for the phone, reach for that little sketchbook, pull it out, and just jot down a couple things that you see. You can also try drawing without looking, which no matter what is always going to be a terrible drawing. Drawing without looking down at your picture, it's going to look ridiculous, but it's going to help you look and observe the world around you.
Mm. So tell us about the TED talk that you did then and the kind of feedback that you had from it.
It was a blast. It was a total honor. I feel really lucky to have had the opportunity. I think when people see it, if they go watch it, they'll find out that exercise that I just suggested, I got the audience to do it. And hopefully people who listen to it too, they'll try it too. I asked everybody to draw each other without looking down. And people find that it creates a really close connection with a perfect stranger really quickly. So we did that exercise and I shared some stories about some drawn journalism that I've done, some people that I've met, how it's affected me, the time we've spent together and drawing them and how it's affected them. And also I talked a bit about Draw Together, which is a drawing program that my wife and I created when the pandemic hit, to provide kids with a little bit of fun and a way to process their emotions and help out parents.
Yeah, that sounds great. Tell us more. How does Draw Together work then?
Oh, it's a blast. So we did it for 3.5 months out of our home studio every day during the lockdown. And we had tens of thousands of kids all over the world. It was an incredible community of kids who would meet up and do this Instagram live drawing show every day. It was a real community. And not only was it about drawing, but I am trained as a social worker. So I brought in a lot of the socio-emotional kind of like process feeling stuff that honestly, like we all kind of needed back then, especially.
Yeah.
And I found that there wasn't only a need during the pandemic, but there's not much art in schools right now, and definitely not much socio-emotional kind of based art in schools. So we continued on. We built a set. We made like we made a whole TV show. Basically, we DIY'd a TV show in a local theater here, shot 12 episodes and put them out into the world. And so kids can continue using them now.
Oh, how wonderful. That's brilliant.
It's a blast.
So you're saying there isn't a lot of art being taught in the States, or you mean in a certain way?
Well, I know from country to country, state to state, it's all very different. But yeah, it seems like pretty much across the board, the arts aren't as valued as much as, say, the sciences, math, stuff like that. We talk about STEM, right? And sometimes people talk about STEAM. Yeah. That's putting the A in the STEM with the art. But really the focus is on like, yeah, right? So there's more interest in that growing now, but there just isn't, like in the United States, art isn't really supported in public schools, in elementary school. So we're exploring ways that we can provide that using the best of technology and like analog paper and pencils.
Oh, definitely. It's hugely important, isn't it? I mean, the arts in general, you know, having a creative mind. And I mean, some people are creative naturally, and that's the way that they should go. You know, there's no point trying to put if a kid wants to be creative, then that should be encouraged, shouldn't it? Instead of saying, no, you've got to do science.
I mean, I think so. And science can also be creative. If we have a bunch of people who are all kind of thinking the same way and asking the same questions in the sciences, I mean, that's all about question asking, right? A lot of times with a creative thinking and a creative practice that comes from training and from classes, we can approach things from a different angle. We can notice things that other people don't. And that comes from drawing, basically.
Yeah. You're also the co-founder of the Women Who Draw. What's that? How does that work?
Oh, it's really fun. It's a database that's online at womenwhodraw.com. And my co-founder, Julia Rothman, and I created it about 5 years ago as a way to make it impossible for any art director or creative director to say, I would hire more blank if I only knew where to find them. Blank meaning women artists, women of color artists, LGBTQ artists. And so it's a database where anybody can go and look at over 5,000 artists. And if you're looking for, let's say a queer artist from Europe, you can go and you can check off those boxes and you can find a whole list of people so that you can get in touch with somebody who has a certain perspective that you want to bring to a project.
Oh, what a great idea. That's fantastic. Yeah, so you've got people really from all simple. Over the world on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Internet. I mean, as you can tell, all the things that I do for the most part, I try to make them pretty international. We're all one world and we bring different perspectives. So let's try to get everybody involved. Yeah. It's artists all over the world.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to see, find out more about Women Who Draw, or they want to watch your TED Talk, you've got a website, haven't you, which has got everything on.
I do. Well, I have a website, wendymcnaughton.com. It has a bunch of my projects and Women Who Draw, a lot of stories from the New York Times and such. And then my TED Talk just went up a couple weeks ago, and that's on TED's website. And I hope people will go watch it. And when they do, bring a piece of paper and a pencil.
Okay, fantastic. Wendy McNaughton, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. It was a joy.